You're here. Let's bow our heads in prayer. The gracious and loving Father, we reverently, humbly, and happily, O God, enter into thy presence this morning, believing one of these days soon to be a great gathering. The dead shall come out of the grave. We shall be gathered together with them. We'll have a six-week period or so, Father, according to your prophet, according to the scriptures, according to the timing that you had in the Alpha, and then it'll all be over. Father, we thank you for giving us the heart to be here, giving us the desire, O God, to meet in thy presence, and help us, O God, to step aside from who we are and realize that we are your children. Help us to step aside from our individual selves, and may the mind that was in Christ be in us. For we ask it humbly in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Just say for those that are on the internet hookup, you can't see the screen up here, but if you go to the website and open up the text is already there, and then make a half screen, and then you can watch the service in the other half screen. All right. Well, this morning we're going to continue to look at all in the name, and tonight we're going to subtitle this, All That You Do in Word and Deed. We find in Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We're going to go in this morning and show you many aspects of what Brother Branham shows us, that whether it be our speaking, our talking, our walking, our praying for the sick, our baptizing, our gathering together, our giving, our preaching, whatever it would be, we should do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if we can't do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, then we shouldn't do it. That's what he tells us. Now in Ephesians 5:20, he says, giving always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So even our giving thanks, our giving worship, our giving praise, all these things. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but you are washed. Notice the highlighted words. You are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. So that name washes us, that name sanctifies us, that name justifies us. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So our believing in the name does what? It takes us from condemnation into glory. We are not condemned. Those that would not believe in that name, they are condemned already. Revelation 3:12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Notice then all about the name. Now this morning I'd like to look more into this, about all about the name of Jesus, and see what powers lay in that name. Because we're told in Scripture that whatsoever we do, in whatever we speak, or whatever we do in our actions, all should be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Bram said in his sermon, God's Chosen Place, he said, now we say the church, the great mighty church. She did this and she did that. She's weighed the storms. We've picked up in population. We're great in numbers. We're a mighty church. She's a great thing. But God never said anything about she. He said him. Him is the meeting place. The Lamb, not the church. It's not her name, but it's his name. He didn't put her name anywhere. He put his name in him. That's why all that we must do in word or deed, we must do all in the name of Jesus Christ. And listen, when the man and the woman marry, he doesn't take her name. She takes his name. And he said, I will place my name upon you, my new name. Amen. He says, the name of my God, the name of the city, and my new name, Revelations. If we walk, we walk. Excuse me. If we pray, we pray. We got to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. If we ask petition, we've got to ask it in Jesus' name. If we walk in Jesus' name. If we talk in Jesus' name. If we baptize, we've got to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. For all that we do in word or in deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now notice what he says here. He kind of gives us a listing, just five items perhaps, of what we do in the name of Jesus. But we're going to look at other things also that he says, not just in this quote. Notice when we pray, when we ask petition, when we walk, when we talk, and when we baptize. Now there are many, many other things times for us to breathe that holy name according to Scripture. But I'd like to begin by taking each one of these first to the Scripture. First, we'll examine these five examples that Brother Brown mentions from this one quote before we look to other quotes and other scriptures as well. Now, first of all, Brother Brown said, when we pray, we must do it in the name of Jesus. Over the years as a pastor, now, 33 years, I've noticed a lot of times when you ask a person to pray, and I'm not talking about this congregation here, I'm talking about over the years, many times you get someone who will pray and they say, Lord, we come in your name, and in your name we pray, but they never say the name. Now, if I say in here, hey, Dad, about, what, we got 7 of us in here that are dads. So if you say, Lord, or, you know, it could be Baal, depending on, you know, who you are and what your God is. But when we say Lord Jesus Christ, we're being very, very specific. Amen? All right. If I were to say Mr. Havelski, there's a couple, three Mr. Havelskis in here, even a little one, just like there's a little Jehovah and a big Jehovah. So we want to be more specific, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you in the name that you gave your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so first of all, James 5 tells us, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. In Luke 11:2, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you say, okay, what about the name? Well, in Matthew 6:9, after this manner, therefore pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's his name? Well, Jesus said, I came in my Father's name. Is that right? So we know the Father's name. It's Jesus. Brother Brown said there was Jesus in Jesus. You all know the quote. From John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name and you receive me not. If another shall come in his name, him you will receive. Hebrews 1:1. God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Notice, he received his name, but it was his inheritance. What name did he get? John 5:26. He came in his Father's name. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that is in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. So he's talking about special group of people in Corinth, not just any church, those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that name, which is more excellent, which is a more excellent name, is the name of the Father that was given to the Son. Number two, he said, when we ask any petition of God. Now there's a difference between prayer and petition. In prayer, you may petition in your prayer, but a prayer is a general communication. It's a general, I would like to say this, and maybe if you remember the little old washwoman, she was standing at the gate, and Brother Branham, she's praying, and God showed her in her prayer that Elijah would come by, because she identified with the Shunammite woman. That woman's face took Brother Branham off the plane, grounded the plane for 4 hours. He walked down, got the Holy Spirit, led him, go right, go left, whatever. Got to her place. She said, "Howdy, parson." He said, "How do you know I'm a preacher?" She said, "Well, God showed me Elijah would come." So then that prayer of effectual woman, and then Brother Branham said, we went in and we prayed, and he said, "I let her pray first." And when I heard that woman pray, he said, I knew she knew the man. She knew who she was talking to. That's where we need to be, where you have a real comfort and you know your Father and he's your God. Now, when we ask any petition, he says, we must ask it in the name of Jesus Christ if we expect to receive anything that we ask for. In John 16:26, and at that day you shall ask in my name, and I shall say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. John 14:13, and whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 16:23-24, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. So who are you asking? You're not asking the Son. You're asking the Father in the name of the Son, and he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And as Brother Branham will quote so many times, you have not because you ask not. Ask abundantly, that your joy might be full. John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained you, that you should go and bring forth much fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father, ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. In John 14:14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In John 16:23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So look at that relationship. It's a family relationship, but you're going to the Father. As example, if you're 17, 18 years old, and you had an older brother who at 17 and 18 years old, who had showed himself the worthy steward, and father said, "Okay, son, you can use the car keys. Here they go." And you are 17, 18 years old. You have the same scene, the same scenario, and you've been a good, faithful child. You can expect that if you go to the Father in the name of the Son, you say, "Father, you gave my eldest brother this when he asked. I'm asking in his name." He's obligated to do it, because he's not a respecter of persons. So then Brother Branham goes on to say, when we walk, we should walk in no other name. Acts 3:6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I give thee, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Here was a man that couldn't even walk, and now he walks in the name of Jesus. John 1:1, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, what I'm doing, I'm just giving you a couple scriptures, two or three, for each of these, just to establish the point that Brother Branham made. Number four, when we talk, there is no other name that we should talk of. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Notice, whatsoever you do in word, well, words are what you say. That's talking. Revelation 2:13, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Remember also, in the book of Acts, they were brought in because they were praying in Jesus' name, they were healing the sick in Jesus' name, they were preaching and teaching in Jesus' name, and when they chastised them, they said, "Don't you use that name again." So you see, what the devil doesn't want you to use that name, because there's power in the name. There's salvation in the name. There's redemption in the name. There's healing in the name. Revelation 5:10, take heed, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken, how? In the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. Paul quoted the Old Testament scripture that prophesied of what Jesus would do. Jesus said that the things that I say unto you, the Father gave me commandment what to say. And he said, I came to declare you. So Romans 9:17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Now, the fifth one, which is the last one Brother Rand mentioned in that first paragraph, is when we baptize, and there's only one name that we must baptize in, and that's Acts 2 and 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So our repentance in the name of Jesus, what is repentance? It's changing your thinking. You used to talk this way, but you can't talk that way in the name of Jesus. You see, you repented. You used to do this, but you can't do that anymore in the name of Jesus. You used to tell dirty jokes, but you can't tell dirty jokes anymore in the name of Jesus. You understand? Used to drink, lie, and smoke, and do all these other things. You can't do that in the name of Jesus. You see, that's repentance in the name of Jesus. Then baptizing in the name of Jesus. Then being filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. From rising of the sun, Brother Brown said, he said, well, you were speaking over them a while ago about Acts 19, where Paul passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, finding them disciples. And he said, why? He said, they wasn't baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, no, they were baptized unto repentance, not for remission of sins, unto repentance. Because Jesus hadn't been made known yet. The sacrifice hadn't been killed. And he said, well, why did they have to be baptized over? I said, the man that had the keys said this, for be it known unto you that there is not another name given under heaven among men, whereby we must be saved. Salvation alone goes in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus. There's not another name, no church, no hierarchy, no titles, or nothing else. Yet he is the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, Morning Star, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, Jehovah Jireh, Rapha, Manasseh, all these things, but yet there's no salvation in any of those titles. Jehovah, no salvation. Rose of Sharon, yet he is, no salvation. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, no salvation. Only the name of Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says that repentance and remission of sins must be taught in his name, beginning at Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the earth. So when you hear people praying in the name of Elohim, or Jehovah Elohim, or whatever it might be, that's not what the scripture says. Like I said, I had a friend years ago that came running to my, you know, he was so excited. He had to know him. He was quite a salesman. But he was just so happy. Because he was taking he was getting his master's degree in Hebrew, and he thought he had finally discovered how to say the name of Jehovah. So he comes to me, he says, I finally figured out how to say his name. And I said, oh, I've known that for years. So what is it? It's Yehovah. And I burst out laughing. And forgive me, I can be rude sometimes. I don't mean to be. It's just my nature. But I started laughing. He said, what are you laughing about? I said, Jehovah of the old is Jesus of the new. I said, the name is Jesus, not Yehovah. And it kind of bursted his bubble. But, you know, hey, let's say what the prophet said. Amen. That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptized in mine own name. How about, were you baptized in the name of William Branham? There's people all over this message, all over the world. Lots of them in Africa, baptized in the name of William Branham. They're not saved. There's no other name given under heaven, whereby you must be saved. Acts 19:5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 10:48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts 8:16. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Or only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. From God's chosen place of worship, Brother Branham said, a fellow said to me one time, discussing that, he said, Brother Branham, my wife, her name is such and such, he's a minister, maybe sitting here now, and he said, my wife said, she's got my name, I'll just say his name is Jones because it wasn't Jones. But he said, now, she don't have to get up of a morning, get the broom and say, now I sweep the floor in the name of Jones, and I wash the dishes in the name of Jones, and I patch the clothes in the name of Jones. He said, I don't think you have to call any name at all. And I said, I believe you do. Now listen, this is a minister fivefold having a little bit of trouble with what Brother Ram's telling us here. But Brother Brown says, I believe you do. That's right. And he said, well, why, she don't have to say, everything she does is in the name of Jones to begin with. I said, but you never walked down on the street and got her and said, come on, Jones. She had to become first by a ceremony, a marriage ceremony, Jones. If she didn't, you're living in adultery. And if you're baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ, it's an adultery baptism, which is not found in the Bible. Then what do you do in, then what you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. After that, what you do, but first you have to come in his name. Now we have people that believe that you can be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's, Brother Bram just said here, it's an adultery baptism. You must be baptized in the name. For whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus. I'd like to add a few others while we're looking at it. Number six, when we pray for the sick. In Acts 16 and 18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and she came out the same hour, casting out devils in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and 10, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Why? Because they said, arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 3 and 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Again, Mark 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Acts 3, 16, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Notice it is faith in the name. Again, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man whole. Do you have faith in the name of Jesus? If you have faith in the name of Jesus, when hands are laid on you, in the name of Jesus, accept it. It's finished. Number seven, when we preach, we must preach in the name of Jesus. Acts 9, 27. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how that he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how that he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. Again, Acts 8 and 12, but when they believed Philip preaching in the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Notice Philip preaching in the name of Jesus. Again, I mentioned in the book of Acts in two different places, they were scolded and they were told not to preach or not to teach anymore in that name. Number eight, when we bow down in worship and praise, there is only one name to bow down to, and that is the name of Jesus. Philippians 2 and 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And Psalm 148 and 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Number nine, if we are to do the works of Christ, they are to be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 9:39, but Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man that shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly be lightly speak evil of me. In other words, even those people that are doing things in the name of Jesus, just let alone it's the name of Jesus that they're being healed by. John 10:25, Jesus answered them, said, I told you and you believe not, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. John 14:12, you know, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also even greater than this? Shall he do? For I go to my Father, ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. Number 10, when we gather together, we must gather together in his name. Matthew 18 and 20, for there, where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Luke 9 and 48, and he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you, of you all, the same shall be great. Even receiving a child and doing it in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5 and 4. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's happening here is even putting people out of the church has to be done in the name of Jesus Christ. This particular scripture talks about when a man was living with his father's wife. And so he had to be, they gathered together in his name, and in that name they put the man out from under the protection of the blood. In Mark 9:37, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. So receiving a child even in the name of Jesus. Matthew 18:5, and whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Three times the scripture admonishes us concerning little children. Number 11, there's only one name that we are filled with the Holy Ghost by. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now from letting off the pressure, Brother Branham said, now if you don't believe that's the truth, come in one time and find out. Come in and be satisfied with what the Holy Spirit does. Don't find fault with it, wanting to get back out again. Just come in and abide with him. The name of the Lord, the Bible said, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. That's right. And the Bible said there's not another tower under heaven whereby we must be saved. Not another tower, a name, not another refuge or church or organization or societies. They're all right. I have nothing against them. They do their work. They do a great work. But when it comes to salvation, there's not another. There's not another name under heaven given by, but this great name of Jesus Christ. That don't mean just call it. That means come into it, be in it. We're baptized into it by one Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. We're all baptized into one body, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. I like it. It's been a great thing to me. Then when we're in that great tower, the fellowship that we have, isn't it wonderful to have fellowship with Christ? What more could we ask for? And number 12. In whatever we give to others, when we're giving, we should do it all in the name of Jesus. Mark 9:41, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Revelation 2:3, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And from the Ephesian church age, now the third, and hast borne and had patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. For my name. Did you notice they had patience? Labor for what? His name. See that name holding in that church? Now watch it. When we get down through the week, how that fades out and goes into another name, see? Has had patience, labored, and so forth, and for my name's sake, they labored for his name. To keep the name of Jesus Christ above any church, above anything else, let it be first. And whatever, the Bible said, whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that right? Whatever you do in word or in deed, if you marry, marry a person. If you can't, if they're all scrupled up in their marriage, don't marry them at all. See? If you can't freely say, I pronounce you husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ, then let them go. All right. If you want to baptize them in Jesus' name. And from Abraham's grace covenant, he said, now, then is the same that he gives him a sign, gives the Pentecostal church a sign of the end time. After Abraham had his name changed a few days, he was placed then as Elohim, associated with God. Notice it was Abram, and now it was Abraham. Abraham, Elohim, or Elohim, you see. And I don't know what the Hebrew is on that. I didn't check that out. But Brother Branham is saying that when he got the H-A-M tacked on his name, he was identified now with Elohim. Okay. After Abraham had his name changed a few days, he was placed then as Elohim, associated with God. Oh, and you know it. Isn't it good to be a holy roller? Placed him, associated him with God, give part of his name. And what kind of a name does his church have? His name. Is that right? I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. Jesus' name. If another will come in their name, his name, organization name, him you'll receive. But he associated Abraham with his name, and his church has his name. Many fine women in the world tonight, but there's one, Mrs. William Branham. She's the one that goes with me. One church that lives in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it in the name of Jesus. Can you smoke a cigarette in the name of Jesus? Can you tell a lie in the name of Jesus? Could you steal in the name of Jesus? Could you turn away from God's truth in the name of Jesus? Certainly not. Well, whatever we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of Jesus. That's right. There you are. What are you doing when you smoke in the name of Jesus? You're blaspheming that name. You're bringing reproach against that name. What are you doing when you're lying in the name of Jesus? Listen, the Muslims will lie in the name of their religion. The Catholic Church will lie in the name of their religion. What about you? When you are married, you are married in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Brother Brown said, if you can't marry them in the name of Jesus Christ, don't marry them at all. Just get away from it. Then how can you rightfully, according to the Word of God, marry more than one woman in the name of Jesus Christ without blaspheming his name? I'd like to know how you can do it, because you can't. You can't. From Ephesian Church Age, he says, if you have to do something that you can't do in Jesus' name, let it alone. Somebody said, take a little drink. You can't do that in Jesus' name, so let it alone. Somebody said, play a little cards. You can't do that in Jesus' name, so let it alone. A little dirty, smutty joke at your bridge party. You can't do that in Jesus' name, so let it alone. See, you can't wear shorts in Jesus' name, so let it alone. I could go on and on, but you know what I'm talking about, all right? You can't do that. What you can't do in his name, just leave it alone. Because he said, whatever you do in words or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. And from what think ye of Christ? He said, and today if the people would only regard the name of Jesus that was left in the church. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. I'd just like to go back and just point out one thing. He said, you can't wear shorts in Jesus' name. You know, I had opportunity to play professional soccer. You know why I didn't do it? I couldn't wear shorts in Jesus' name. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be parading in women's undergarments, as Brother Brown called shorts, women's undergarment. I couldn't do it and profess my Christian love for his word. I couldn't play professional football because they had their games on Sunday. Couldn't do it. So I walked away from that. There's sometimes you have to put God first, and then God opens up different avenues for you, and he blesses you tremendously in those avenues. From what think ye of Christ, he said, and today if the people would only regard the name of Jesus that was left in the church, he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. He gave the church's name to marry, to bury, to baptize everything in the world that we do. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. But we lost the sacredness of that name. We use it in vain, in jokes, and you can't put bitter and sweet water out of the same fountain, friends. You've got to get to the place till you reverence that name and believe it and know it and use it just exactly right. From letting off the pressure, Brother Ryan said, but if you're in Christ, you're alive. But if you're in Christ, you believe his word. If you're in Christ, he manifests himself to you. If you're in Christ, you've passed from death unto life. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. Notice, the name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The name is a mighty tower. And the righteous, the rightly wise, run into it and are safe. Why? Because they use the name properly. Whatever they do in word or deed, they do it in the name. That's your righteous tower. Not the denomination is a mighty tower, not the creed is a mighty tower, but the name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Let off the steam. Just come into Christ. I'll take the creed of the church. I'll take the creed of that church. Take the power of God. Take the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in it. Baptize in it. Pray the sick in it. Cast out devils in it. In my name they shall cast out devils. Live in it. Shout in it. Walk in it. Die in it. Amen. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving praise to the Father. Amen. That's it. From the mark of the beast, he says, now we go on down here and get some of the scriptures that we was using. Seal being the mark, how that the seal was used instead of the name, but put it on. And the name of Jesus Christ is the seal of God. Huh? You know, we have the message is called the mark of the beast. We know that their seal was the seal. in their hand, in their forehead, in their thinking, in their thoughts. Brother Brown says denominationalism. What is the seal of God? It's the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is the seal of God, the righteousness of God. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Is that God's seal? Whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do. Is that right? Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Is that right? Everything you do. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the seal of God. God's marked seal. Identification is the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Jesus comes into you, it puts his spirit in. No matter how many names you wrote on the outside of it, if the spirit is in there, it'll bear record of truth. And from souls in prison now. Brother Brown said, and he never left his body, see corruption, neither did he leave his soul in hell, but raised him up on the third day, and he's alive forevermore, and we will have a body like his own glorious body. That's why we're baptized into his name, that we might come forth in his name. Remember, Paul said we grow up into him in all things. We come forth in his name, in his death, in his resurrection, that we rise again, testifying to the world that we have new life, that the old man is dead, we are buried. We buried that first nature, see? That first nature's gone, and now we are the nature of him. He lives in us, and we don't do our own will. We do his will. We don't think our own thoughts. The mind is what thinks. The mind that was in Christ Jesus is in every believer. Now, the next time we meet, we're going to speak on the nature of the name. How all attributes and characteristics of the person is identified in that name. And you know the word identified means to be the same. It doesn't mean to associate. It doesn't mean to say, well, you know, I kind of like it. It means to be the same. To be the same. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for your word and for the name which you gave your son and which you have given us. You said, I no longer call you church, but I call you bride. And as a bride, we take on your name. Hallelujah. The same name that you gave your son. The same name in which the whole family of heaven is named. And that is Jesus. Oh Lord, help us, Father, to have reverence for that name. Help us to respect the power that lays in that name. Help us to respect everything that is identified with that name. Every person and everything that you would have us in word or in deed do in that name. For we ask it humbly in that name of Jesus Christ, your beloved son. Amen. Now, Wednesday night, we'll let you know again if we have service, but they're forecasting snow. And so if we don't have service, we'll do like we did last Wednesday. Those that want to come will come. We'll have prayer. We had about 45 minutes of prayer, and then we had a little fellowship afterwards. So you're more than welcome anytime that we don't have a service because of a breakdown in the weather. If you can make it, if you feel strong in the spirit, like you're going to be able to do it, then just please come. And if you can't come, please be praying in your home. God bless you all.